Welcome back to True Roblox News, your source for True Roblox News. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and Happy Holidays to everyone else. We'll be right back after this break. As you can tell, we haven't been active recently because of Christmas and the holidays and all that stuff. So I'm just going to go briefly over what happened these last few weeks. And the very first thing I think that I'm going to start out with is that some hacker group was making threats towards not only Roblox, but some other companies. And the FBI seized their website that they were using. And once it was unseized, the website showed that they were going to like attack America or something like that with like some things. And the website was then quickly seized again. And I think they're being prosecuted right now. I don't know. I haven't heard much about it after that, but this was around December 19th, and it is currently January 8th, so if there's any updates to this, I'll try to update you guys. In more positive news, The Weeknd showed some love to his Roblox fans by reposting fan-made Roblox concert footage on his Instagram story one night, and I think that's really cool that lots of people are creating things that the original artists actually enjoy and love and respect, and I feel like there's so much more things that are to be made with Roblox, especially since it's really just infinite. The possibilities of Roblox are just infinite. In other news, if you love FNAF and you are on Roblox, then a new game was actually leaked or accidentally released due to a miscommunication error, but that game is coming soon in beta. It's not out right now, but it's coming soon. So apparently Scott Cawthon, the developer of FNAF, has apologize for the accidental release of FNAF Survival Crew, and he explained that it was a misunderstanding to release as it contains numerous unfinished assets and gameplay, and it was released due to an accidental queue, which I don't know how that's possible, to be honest, if the thing he said was that he approved a skin, so I'm not really sure how that translates to release the game, but I can see how this was a potential mistake if it was just like a communication error. And in a more sketchy news, sort of, GameFam has allegedly DMCA'd two major anime games on Roblox, Anime Adventures and Anime Fighting Simulator X. Each of these games contains some material from My Hero Academia, which if you don't know is an overrated show, which GameFam has secured a partnership with Crunchyroll to produce their own MHA game, which again, another overrated company. They're both overrated companies, to be honest, my honest opinion. They both suck. Both of those companies suck. Never buy or do anything from those games, or really deal with those companies at all, to be honest, because they suck. Popular, I guess, music artists like Eric Doa, David, and Imagine Dragons, along with Geo the Official, have released exclusive emotes onto Roblox, and I believe Eric Doa is actually doing exclusive emotes to Roblox to, like, make the platform more fun and interesting with their emotes, and I don't know if the emote market is really that huge enough. To be honest, like, there's a lot of emotes, but I don't think there's like a lot of community-based emotes, and I think there should be, to be honest, but like, it should be similar to like UGC, where only select people can do it, like reputable people, but I don't know, what are your thoughts about this? And to update you guys a bit on other DMCA thing I talked about, the Anime Adventures game has released an official statement in their Discord server that their game is down due to a DMCA notice, again, which I talked about quite literally like a minute or two ago. The devs of the game, although shocked at the takedown, are trying to bring it back up by revamping the game to meet DMCA standards by changing content if they can't bring the main game back up. The developers promise compensation if the game doesn't return, so basically, I guess that the people who bought things in the game will be compensated based on what they bought. Roblox is working on enabling hair and fabric on avatar outfits to react to wind movement and collisions. And here are some stats. In the 2023 year, Roblox has received 25 outages, 69.97% market cap increase, 12 trillion hours of user engagement, 214 million monthly active users, 240 cumulative brand activations, 9.61 million global peak concurrent users, and 1.2 billion account creations. And starting off the 2024 year, Roblox will be removing user ads by this year, which in my opinion is kind of dumb considering how many smaller groups won't be as noticed as more bigger groups that are owned by 18 plus people. So basically Roblox is doing something that will just like destroy kind of sort of the economy of the platform, I believe, but not really too much, I believe, since a lot of young people don't really have access to money a lot, usually, most of the time. I don't know, sometimes they do, but I just think that this is kind of interesting to see. I think it's a good move by Roblox, to be honest, brand-wise, since they could be held liable if they're, like, little kids are, like, using Roblox and trying to get, like, spam ads on to their... No, I mean... Like, sometimes, like, there are ads that are just, like, spammy, and I guess, like, kind of manipulative, and kind of, like, clickbait, so I think it's kind of good that they're doing it like that. But also, I could see, like, a kid using their parents' credit card to buy Robux to get, like, ads for a game that's not very good made, not really well made, and I think that could prevent something like that on the off chance that that does happen. And if you know of old or like, past people who are famous, but I don't really see much about anymore. iShowSpeed was banned from Roblox Bedwars after exploiting for 4,960 weeks, 2 days, 5 hours, 59 minutes, and 59 seconds. Which is kind of, I don't know how much that weeks, how many years that would be, but I think it's like a lot. So, oh, it's 95 years, I just realized. That's a lot for exploiting, which is kind of crazy, to be honest. Like, why would you even exploit? I mean, it's fun to see, like, other people exploit. I mean, not really, but, like, it's interesting, is what I meant to say. Mostly because, like, I just wonder how someone would, like, do that. Not, like, to, like, make money, I think, but more, like, so, like, to have fun. I think that exploiting, like, what's it called? Like, exploiting, like, small things, like, that would more so be funny for people instead of just like straight up cheating. Like, say if I were to put in a balloon in a Roblox game where you're not supposed to have balloons and just flew around the map, that would be kind of fun, an example of a fun thing to do with exploits. And another exploit that I would see like not as fun in my opinion is using like an auto, like not an auto clicker, but like an auto farm worker in Blacksburg where you deliver pizzas. It's like not fun for everyone else, considering that you could just be away from your computer AFK and just like have it open for like hours and hours and make millions of dollars just for doing nothing, while others, especially on mobile, have to like suffer and just do like an hour's work just to make like $100,000. I think it's very unfair for people that exploit when they do that. And the last news of this episode is a new Roblox exploit. No, a new Roblox sort of like scam, I guess, which is where Roblox games may ban your account and they mislead users into unknowingly upload assets which are inappropriate, and these assets are then reviewed by moderation, terminating the account in seconds. Streamers are being targeted, but anyone can really be a victim of this scam. Thank you guys for listening to Drew Roblox News. If you want to join our Discord, link is down below. Also, make sure to follow us on Spotify and everywhere you get your podcasts. Rate us 5 stars, and I'll see you guys next week. Goodbye, everyone.